They said to Zeman, and forgot to say the Kainu, you didn't start the Birz HaMozn yet, you don't go over the Zeman again, the way it was. If he said, and they didn't answer him, then he said, and they chapped it as a minion of 10 people, then he should say it again with Elikainu. Even though by Birchas HaMotzi, where everyone's sitting down together, it's better, one should be Motzi everybody, but by Birchas HaMotzi, if there are only two people, it's better they should say it independently since they're finishing their kriyas, they're separating. That which each one should say independently is if they both know how to make a Birchas HaMotzi, but the other one doesn't know how to say the Birchas HaMotzi by himself. So then the one who knows should be made to the other one. The Bechaber holds, it may be Lashon HaKodesh, Elu She'eru Yodei Levorech. Bechaber's opinion is, in order to be Yodei with somebody else's Birchas HaMotzi, you have to know Hebrew. You have a problem in saying it yourself. You don't know the words, you don't know how to read. That's the Bechaber's opinion. The Maaseh, we don't pass in that way. Even if the person does not understand, as long as he's saying Hebrew, it works. If he's saying Chinese and he doesn't understand, it does not work. But in Lashon HaKodesh, even if the person does not understand, it works. But, Tov She'chavin, the one who is listening has to have kavanah to hear every single word. If he missed some essential part of the brach and he didn't hear it, he's not yotzei. And also, the one who is making the birchas HaMotzi has in mind to be yotzei him. Avim einu meivin, einu yotzei mishmiya. Once again, the Machaber's opinion is that in order to be yotzei, you have to understand Lashon Kodesh. We don't pass on that. If three people eat together, then they should bench together also, because it's chayv and zibun, so they're not allowed to split up. Mr. Brubing is a shita that holds the chiv of zibun even by shkivas hamidim. We don't pack in that way, but he says it's not kamina. It's better not to have groups of people eating just shkivas hamidim together, to not to get into the suffering. So my minig is not sitting maxed on this, and we only do zibun by those and mother. Says Shnaim Shachlu, two people ate together. Mitzvah Shiyavzu Achal Shlishi Yistofim on Lazim. It's a mitzvah to try to get a third person to eat with them. Normally, he doesn't have to eat a full meal with them, and as long as he eats anything that has any flavor or whatever, as long as it's not water, then if he eats or drinks that, he can be sad to the Lazim. If a person is eating by himself, he doesn't have to look for two people to eat with him. Machin Arba or Chamisha also on the Chak. The four or five people, they shouldn't split up into groups, because one of the groups won't have the Zimun. So, since they ate four or five together, all mechuyif, two bench together. Shisha nechlokim. If they're six, they can split into two groups of three. Kim shenisha zim lechol chabula. Adasara v'ozim nechlokim ad shiya esrim. Once you hit 10, you can't split up until there's 20 people because you have to stay in groups of 10 because you have a big enough group that can fit into the bracha of Elokeinu, and therefore you shouldn't split up in a fashion that one of them will not say the Elokeinu because then it's chayv v'as kosher shem.